Hi, this is Greg Mackey, Councillor, City of Adelaide and Chief Executive of the History Trust of South Australia.
So welcome, Greg, to Adelaide Chronicles again.
Thank you. 10 months later.
10 months later, yes. We're doing this at Christie Walk, where I live, and on unceded Kaurna land. I'd love to have a chat with you about what it's like 10 months later since the last podcast that we did.
Well, Sue, a very good leading question, given that in mid-June, when we last spoke, I had only just been sworn in to council, and I think I might have done my first council meeting. And here we are all these months later, and I can absolutely express my disappointment that the council is every bit as divided and every bit as unpleasant a place to be that it ever was.
Well, that's very disappointing to hear.
I'm very disappointed to have to share it, but I do believe in speaking the truth.
Yes, I listen to the radio a fair bit, and you hear people ringing in, and it seems like it's very divided. There's very divided opinions.
Yes, it is. Look, there are the elements that are to do with personality. There are the elements of tension, the fault lines that are to do with ideas, and there are fault lines that are to do with process and the use or misuse of process. And all of these things conspire to bring elected members and the Lord Mayor into conflict with each other.
And so do things get resolved?
I have to acknowledge that despite the public ignominy, that by and large the business of council is being done. Am I happy with every outcome? No, I'm not, but we live in a democracy, and unfortunately there is a dominant controlling faction who behave at times in a block manner to achieve the outcomes that one or other of them particularly wants to get through, and that leaves the independent, non-factionally aligned elected members out in the cold, and all we can do is make a noise. And sometimes, in the case of some elected members, that is quite a bit of noise.
How do they dominate in a so-called democracy?
Look, democracy is an exercise in numbers. There are 11 elected members on the floor, and if you have six of them voting in concert, they control the floor of council. This is nothing new. It's nothing particularly unique to the City of Adelaide. It has become far more acrimonious, and the tensions and personality clashes have become far more evident than I can remember in many a year. And certainly when I look back 20 years ago to my first term of service on the council between 2000 and 2003, there were very strong differences, and as a result of the chaos, I ended up being a part of organising an alignment faction, if you will, of elected members in order to get the business of council done. Back then, there were only 8 elected members, and every one of us were citywide. There were no wards in that period. And by and large, notwithstanding the differences of opinion, which is democracy, notwithstanding the extremes of personality, which is the luck of the draw, by and large, we managed to lead and steer the city and the organisation of the council into positive territory. This time, it feels different, and it is far. I'm 20 years older, 20 years wiser, 20 years more confident about process, more confident about the ideas I believe in, and more confident about how to treat with people in a way that's respectful. A lot of the elected members, in fact, the majority faction of elected members, are all first term. And in our last talk, I remember from a year ago, actually because I listened to it again this morning, I remember reflecting upon this very thing, that a majority, the majority faction of council, are all in their first term. They don't know what they don't know. They're bright people. I'm not challenging their right to be there. But what I do find most regrettable and quite enervating is the tendency to be intolerant about disagreement. So unless you're voting with them, you are, quote, playing politics, unquote. That is most regrettable, because actually politics in a democratic chamber is what is played. It is how you progress a debate and a discussion. To suggest that is simply because one or more elected members don't agree with each other, to suggest that is being political, quote unquote, is absolutely an insult to the nature of democracy.
So I'm struggling with this. Representative, this is what we elect people to do, to represent us.
Look, absolutely, Sue. But and again, this was a point that I picked up in my last conversation with you. Less than one in five eligible voters in a voluntary poll bother to vote. Less than one in five. And so people get elected, myself included, with a handful of a few hundred votes. I accept that I won the by-election, but I do not claim a particular mandate simply because I happen to outpoll the others when so few people bother to vote. They say in politics, you know, you get the politicians that you vote for. Well, if you don't vote, it's very, very easy to sit on the outside and cross your arms or point the finger and shake your head and bemoan poor leadership, the lack of representation, the lack of diversity or whatever. But the actual reality is we as citizens, as enrolled voters, are simply not participating. And I think this is an indictment in the entirety of local government in South Australia. We are not the only jurisdiction for local government where voting is voluntary, but we enjoy in inverted commas some of the lowest rates of participation in the country. And I think that does a disservice to the notion of democracy. It does a disservice to the notion of a local community connectedness and advocacy. And it is something that, given long enough it's something that I would like to be a part of improving.
Are there more businesses that vote than residents?
No. The overwhelming majority of people who cast a vote are residents, and within that cohort, the overwhelming majority of residents who vote are owner-occupiers. Of course, there are good communities of renters, and I'm not in any way disparaging it, but the statistical reality is that by and large, if you own the roof over your head, you are more likely to take an interest and be engaged in the deliberative democracy of exercising your vote. Half of the business votes are too busy to be bothered and struggling with the existential everyday crisis. I absolutely understand that. And then there are businesses or property owners who own multiple properties, and they still fail after more than 20 years of the rules being the rules. They fail to recognise that they can actually only exercise one vote. They can identify nominees if they're a business, like family members who might take a vote for this property or that property. But actually, a scary number of votes that are cast by property owners and by business operators end up being discarded as informal because that same person has tried to vote more than once. And it's not because they're knowingly trying to cheat, it's simply that they haven't paid enough attention. And that's a bit of an indictment on public education about democracy. If I had my way, I would be challenging the Electoral Commission and local government to spend a lot more money on educating our community about the opportunity and the what I consider it to be a civic responsibility. Of course, in a voluntary electoral system, it's a choice that people make. And it's very convenient for those who have sectional interests to say, well, everyone's had the chance. Obviously, the majority, 80% of people are happy with things the way they are, and therefore I have a right to exercise my mandate on my 300 votes. That doesn't really cut it in my book. We've got coming up a supplementary election, a by-election, arising as a result of former councillor Robert Sims moving to the Legislative Council to replace Mark Parnell. And apart from the fact that, yes, I was a great friend, I am great friends with Rob, and I will miss his collegiality in the chamber and in the business of council. We have this by-election. It is 18 months away, and it is an opportunity if people are prepared to invest some time in motivating their friends and neighbours who have a vote to actually get up and vote. At the end of the day, I mean, obviously, there will be candidates that I will be more encouraging of than others, and that's my right. But the most important thing is that people participate, that good people nominate, and then that a much larger number of our community actually bother to vote. This is a fundamental right and a responsibility. And sadly, you know, this year, with the updating of the electoral roll, the council's communication to 20,000 dwellings, be they offices or apartments or houses or cottages or flats or units, the majority of those only reached people 3 days before the close of enrolment. And Australia Post simply has dropped the ball in recent years, and you cannot put something in a letterbox and expect it to be there in 3 days' time. It takes over a week on average, and therefore, even if people were to try to enrol, the chances are that they will miss out because they simply won't have got their paperwork in time. This, to me, is an abuse of process by dint of time and timing. Wow.